Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
It's an NFL playoff game, but this is an NFL playoff game on Nickelodeon. And you can't have a game on Nickelodeon and not have slime, right? Of course not. When players in this game reach the end zone, our virtual slime cannons will explode in celebration. Now that's how you'll really know it's a touchdown.
Ready, 5-7.
Murray stays in as the running back here. Can the Saints get more points on the board? Play action pass. Breeze stays in the pocket. Uh-oh. Dumps it off. Latavius Murray has some space in front. Makes a nine miss. And he's into the end zone.
There's the slime. There is the slime.
That was awesome, man. I watched the whole game. The Bears and the Saints last year in the playoffs on the Nickelodeon, and to do it again this year. And it's Cowboys and 49ers. I thought Noah Eagle, Nate Burleson, and the whole crew did an awesome job, and they're doing it again this year. And Noah, who is the radio voice of the Clippers, who, by the way, had a tremendous call on the Reggie Jackson facial last night on the Joker. We're going to play that for you as well. But he joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. What's happening?
Guys, what's going on? Exciting times in the sports world, and I'm still looking over my shoulder for the green goodness. The slime is going to get me eventually. So it's a matter of when, not if, at this point.
Yeah, we had you on right after, and the fun and the slime and the Nickelodeon aspect of it, but I thought, and that was the first football game you did on TV, I thought you were just superb. Obviously, you got the lineage from your dad. But have you done any games throughout the season, or was it one and done last year, the playoff games, Bears and Saints, and your next one is this one? I had to imagine people were knocking on your door to do at least college football this year, Noah.
So, yeah, I did a couple college football games this year. I was fortunate to do a few weeks in the SEC, which was an unbelievable experience. I mean, you guys know, as just sports fans, to be in that environment, and Greg, you know this, Syracuse, the Dome is unbelievable for basketball. It's not quite an SEC football game, though. And so to feel that and to be there and to see what it's like, the tailgating experience, that was one of a kind. There's nothing, in my opinion, that can quite match that. Now, I haven't seen a Penn State or a Michigan type of game. I haven't seen a USC game, especially now with Lincoln Riley, but to be there for those, get some more football under my belt was really huge.
You know, Noah Eagle is joining us. Nickelodeon's going to have the 49ers and the Cowboys from Dallas. It was cool last year. If you saw it, you got to see it this year as well. And of course, he's the radio voice of the Clippers. I thought it was cool. Like when I tuned in and you and Nate, and I know Nate's going to do it again this year. I mean, even though, geez, Nate's like blown completely up, but he's going to come back. I thought you guys hit the perfect chord between, you know, it's a football game, but you know the demographic that's watching and just having fun. And that's, I don't think it's an easy assignment, but I thought you guys nailed it.
Well, I appreciate that. And honestly, we knew going in that the younger viewer was going to enjoy it just because of the bells and whistles, because of all the extra aspects of the broadcast that we knew we had going in. And so we knew that the kids aged 5 through 14 were going to sit there and enjoy the game. What we didn't anticipate was everybody else, anywhere from age 14 to 70, essentially, who enjoyed it. And the text we received from people after the game just saying how much fun they had with us. And I think that was the biggest key for us. You know, Nate, myself, Gabby Nevaeh Green, last year Lex Lumpkin, this year we have young Dylan joining us on the sideline. We kind of looked at each other last season before that Saints and Bears game and just said, all right, let's just have fun and see what happens. You know, let's just kind of see where the wind takes us, essentially, for this 60 minutes. And that's what we did. And people responded. There was a nostalgia factor for sure. And I think we're going to try to do it all again and see if we can even take it a step further this year and make it slimier this season
even
around.
More? Even more slime?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed more slime.
So do you reach out to the 49ers at all? Kyle Shanahan's a young guy, and he's hip, and he's with it. I remember Sean Payton playing along with the bit a little bit last year when you did it. What's the interaction with the 49ers media relations PR department to get, you know, George Kittle would be big time in this kind of a deal? I don't know how you guys work that going into the game, but how much interaction do you have pre to get them on board with the Nickelodeon?
So it's great. Honestly, last year both teams were very accommodating. This year has been no different, and we essentially get to submit surveys to every player or at least a number of them, a lot of the stars, so whether it be Debo or you mentioned George Kittle, Jimmy G, that's just on the offensive side. Look, defensively, the Niners are obviously vaunted and have been the last few years, and we want to get those stars, the Bosas, the Warners. So they'll submit those types of questionnaires with favorite ice cream or favorite TV show on Nickelodeon maybe growing up. And a lot of these guys did watch Nickelodeon growing up because they're right in that perfect age range. We got a lot of Rugrats and SpongeBob as answers last year, and I'd expect that to be the same. You know, Tommy Pickles has a very hypnotic effect on people and how he handles his business.
I love this,
both
man.
In the diaper and in the real world. But, you know, so that's part of it. And then we do get to talk to a select few players on both teams. We'll probably get maybe 2 to 3 players on each team and just try to go a little bit deeper. So we got someone like Cordarrelle Patterson last year was great. And we got to ask him, if you had a superpower growing up, what was your superpower? He said he wanted to be invisible so that he can go and see things that no one else got to see. And I'll leave it at that.
Noah Eagle is joining us. You know what's cool? You just mentioned some of the 49ers. I mean, literally, George Kittle is just a big kid. And so, like, I got to imagine, like you said, that a lot of these guys, they will embrace this because they are, to be honest, sick of the same old questions about football. And when they can have some fun, they want to have some fun. And so I got to imagine that one of the guys that is going to be front and center on this thing is a guy like Kittle, just because he is a big kid.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've had him circled ever since we got this matchup. I think that he fits the Nickelodeon game and the Nickelodeon spirit, because you watch anything of him mic'd up on the field, and look, you guys obviously know him and have gotten a chance to see him now grow as an NFL player, but he has fun. And I think that's what this game does more than anything. It reminds all of us why we fell in love with the sport. It's because it's supposed to be fun, and the players are supposed to be having fun. And he embodies every bit of that when he's on the field. I love watching any video that pops up of him, whether it be on social media or YouTube or whatever else. But it's not just him. You know, the Niners do have a couple guys that we're looking forward to. I mentioned a few of those names. The Cowboys certainly have some as well. Ezekiel Elliott, we think, is perfect for this. He kind of fits that same spirit. And in particular, there's one non-player but who's got a connection. That's Aiden Diggs. That's Trayvon Diggs' son.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who is a superstar in the making. So we're excited for that as well.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Now, that kid's a lot of fun, without a doubt. And George Kittle, he may be the best player on the field on Sunday, but honestly, with all due respect, no, he could do your job. he could do Nate Burleson's job, and I think probably in 15 years or so he'll do them both simultaneously. He's just a natural. But I want to ask you about Nate, because Nate, obviously we've seen him in the studio on NFL Network for years and now on CBS on Sundays. And, you know, when James Brown couldn't make a couple of shows due to health and safety protocols, he jumped in as the host. I'm like, wow, this guy is next level good. And now we see him on CBS Mornings. He is the complete broadcaster in every way. He's perfect for this platform because he's so much fun, but he's so incredibly competent. Honestly, with you doing play-by-play and Nate on the analysis of the game, and I love Jim Nance and Tony Romo, but as far as pure football substance, in addition to the fun you're going to have, you guys are going to break it down as well as anybody. What's it like to work with Nate? We lose Noah?
No, we might have. Okay, we'll get him back in just a second. We'll get him back in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good question, too. I was waiting.
And maybe I went too long. He dropped out on that one. I don't know.
He fell asleep.
But Nate really is terrific. I mean, he's next level, and he's perfect. He's fun, and they'll have Gabrielle and Nevaeh Green. You back, Noah? We hear you?
No, we'll get him. We'll
still
call him.
I said I got him back.
By the way, in addition to the Nickelodeon, and we'll continue to talk about that, he had a tremendous call. We got it back in the system of Reggie Jackson dunking over Jokic. So when he comes back, Noah is the radio voice of the Clippers, so we'll play that for you as well.
If he ever wanted to do the biggest games in pro football, he'd be hired in the moment, but he's too busy doing CBS Mornings right now. But what's it not like, Noah, to work with Nate the Great Burleson?
Yeah, Greg, you're asking me to give someone else praise, and I hung the phone up. I mean, what are you doing here? What are we?
He's the real star of this show, Noah. He's the real star of this show.
I understand why you hung up.
Oh man, no, Nate. Honestly, it's an honor to work with the guy, and that's not even an understatement. I mean, he is, or an overstatement, I should say. That is an understatement. He is one of a kind. He's one of one. And the best part about him is everything you see on the air, guys, is what you get off the air. You know, we had the kid Lex on the sideline last year, and I remember after the game, Lex came up to Nate and he was like, "Hey, man, I've seen on social media your shoe collection is out of this world." And he goes, "Well, what size are you?" And he said, "Oh, I'm a 12. He goes, "I'm a 12. What's your address?" And he sent him like 10 pairs of shoes just because that's the type of guy he is. So all of what you see on the air, that confidence – and the ability, the intelligence, that's all there without a doubt. And it's all coming from a real place. But what always stood out to me is how he treats every single person that he comes across. That's what has gotten him to the place he is right now on CBS Mornings and NFL on CBS and doing the Nickelodeon stuff, not just this game, but he's hosted a weekly show along with Young Dylan on Nickelodeon called Slime Time. So he's one of the busiest men that I've come across, but it all comes because of the person he is and the genuinely amazing feeling that he gives everybody around him, because he's just that type of guy.
Noah Eagle, Nate Burleson, and the whole crew will have the 49ers and Cowboys call on Nickelodeon. I advise you to or encourage you to go over there and check it out, because it is a lot of fun and they do a great job with it. Your day job or night job, however you want to term it, is radio voice of the Clippers, and you had a heck of a call last night. Reggie Jackson slammed it down over the MVP, Jokic, the Joker, and I want to play that for people because they got to hear you. This was great. This was last night.
For Jackson again, off the screen to his left, crossover down the middle of the lane, to the rim! Oh! Reggie Jackson caught a body, and that body was an MVP! Jokic just got put in the rim! 79-78, Jackson's got the last 9 Clipper points!
That was a nice call. I saw that this morning. Way to go, man. That was fun to watch.
I appreciate it. You know what? When the Clippers are coming back from down 25, which was their fourth largest comeback in franchise history, it makes my job easy. I know Greg would agree. I mean, like, when the team is playing hard, which they do night in and night out, it's just fun to be around it. And Reggie has been such a great, great positive reinforcement for us this year, great positive energy. So I was happy for the guy, but appreciate you guys, and it was a fun one.
Yeah, I'm watching you on NFL Now right now, and I love the hairstyle. You got much better hair than your old man, I got
to
say that. But what was a bigger thrill? What's the app? Which Syracuse alum, and I'm not even sure Siciliano graduated, but which Syracuse alum are you more excited to go on with? Andrew Big Ears or Papa Big Mouth? Which one were you more excited
about? I feel like I'm gonna have to be like Dave Chappelle and plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. That's like an impossible
Well played. You
if you're smart, nice. You just pick Daddy. That's the one I'd go with. Go with your daddy.
There you go.
Is your dad going to my hometown? Is he going to Buffalo for Saturday night, Patriots Bills?
He is. He will be there. He will be there. He sent me the weather update already. High of 9 degrees.
Oh, man.
Well, if he wants a homemade meal, tell him to reach out to me. I'll send him over to Mama Papa's on Friday. He and Charles Davis can get warm with some pasta. So
that sounds great. I will definitely pass that info along.
That's great. Hey, Noah,
congratulations,
thank you so much,
to you, man. Have fun on Sunday. What do you think about the game, by the way? Evan, how do you size this game up, 49ers and Cowboys?
Oh, I'm really excited about this matchup. You know, I think a lot of people are looking at it as, okay, Dallas is hosting. They've got the fan base behind them. It's going to be exciting with a chance to actually get a win in the playoffs, and they should do it. But I look at this game as a real toss-up. You know, I think that if San Francisco does what they do and have done all season, control time of possession, run the football, get a couple of those long drives, and keep that potent Dallas offense with Dak Prescott off the field, I really think San Francisco can come away with a victory. I mean, the way that Jimmy G looked last week, especially in that fourth quarter, was fantastic. And if he can put together a couple more drives and a couple more moments like that, you mentioned Kittle. Like, I love what the 49ers got, and I love how well they're coached. I love the scheme that Shanahan runs. So, to me, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this could be the most fun matchup of this Super Wild Card weekend.
Great stuff. Noah, thanks for it. Again, I know you did a great job last year. I know you do a great job this year, and we love you on Clippers Radio, too. Thanks for the time. Have fun.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.